Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Sometimes in our lives, the pieces of the puzzle are all in place. All of the signs are there. They're there for a dangerous and for a destructive situation to erupt into a catastrophic tragedy, into a disaster. A disaster that was just waiting to happen. And the only reason that we were not destroyed was because of the Lord. We were not destroyed as He worked behind the scenes to help us to triumph over evil. And sometimes to triumph over our own bad decisions. He is the one who makes all of the difference in our lives. As those who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, we live each day in enemy territory. As we well know, the world is a dangerous place in which to live. It is a hostile place. And this world is even more hostile towards those of us who belong to the Lord. As Jesus Himself has said in John chapter 15, He said, if they hate you, then know that they hated me before they hated you. And know this, that if you were of this world, then they would love you, because the people of this world love those who are of this world. A slave is not greater than his master. So if they persecuted me, then they will persecute you. These are sobering words from our Savior, aren't they? And from the day that the church was born, on the day of Pentecost, until today, those who truly belong to the Lord Jesus Christ have been persecuted for their faith. We are despised by the people of this world because we no longer belong to this world. And our lives, our conduct, is a testimony, speaking loudly, sometimes louder than our words, speaking against the wickedness of this world. And at the very least, many people are uncomfortable around us. Because as true followers of Jesus Christ, our lives highlight and expose the evil that is in their lives. So, the people of this world can never really become our closest friends, can they? Because they don't love our Lord the way that we love our Lord. So, on this earth, all that we have is each other. So we who belong to the Lord are to love one another. We're to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we are to pray for those who persecute us. We're to pray for those who do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart. He's our friend who will never leave us, even if everyone else has left us. He's our protector who will always defend us, even if everyone else trashes us. His wisdom and His power guide us through the storms of life and through the maze of wickedness and the danger that's all around us. And in the psalm that is before us today, in Psalm 124, with gratitude in his heart, the psalmist lifts up the name of the Lord and he acknowledges that all that he is, all that he has become, is because of the Lord. It's all because of him. And so, in verse 1, he says, had it not been for the Lord God who was on our side, let Israel now say, let us now say as well, had it not been for the Lord who was on our side when wicked men and women rose up, kum in Hebrew, they put their differences aside and they took their stand together against us. And they falsely accused us of many things. When the forces of evil came upon us from every direction, it was like a disaster that was just waiting to happen. And we would have been overwhelmed. They would have swallowed us up alive, the psalmist says in verse 3, baleh in Hebrew, in an instant, in their fury, like wild animals, they would have consumed us. And in our confusion and in our despair, they would have ruined us. When their anger, which was ignited like a raging inferno, was kindled against us, so that those sparks became flames of fire. And those flames were raging against us. And we were helpless. We were unable to quench their anger. Instead, the intensity of their wrath heated up even more, seven times hotter, because they were intent upon our total destruction. Their attacks were relentless. They were without mercy. Let us not deceive ourselves. The people of this world are committed to discredit us. They are committed to badmouth us and to find fault with us, to humiliate the true followers of Jesus Christ because we stand in opposition to their wickedness and to their self-centeredness. And it is only the Lord who stands between us and them. And the psalmist adds this, in verse 4, the floodwaters of opposition were overflowing their banks, and they were violently coming upon us. And without the Lord, they surely would have engulfed us. Shatah in Hebrew. They would have washed us away like a torrential stream of water that was rushing down the side of a mountain. And they would have swept over us, leaving us without any hope at all, and leaving only destruction in their path. And then the psalmist says this in verse 5. Those raging waters of persecution and of wickedness would have swept over our soul, because in their arrogance and in their pride and in their foolishness, they believed that they could never be defeated. And so they were out of control. They were like ravenous, wild animals, ready and willing and able to devour us. But the Lord rose up, and he stood by our side. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, the psalmist cries out in verse 6. He has not abandoned us and has not given us over to them to be torn to pieces by their teeth. In our weakness, even in our foolishness, at times, the Lord has graciously taken us out of the jaws of the enemy. He's rescued us more times than we might even know. Our soul has escaped from them, it says in verse 7. Malath in Hebrew. We have slipped away from them like a bird out of the snare. Pach in Hebrew. Out of the trap of the one who attempted to lure us into the evil of this world by enticing us. And by playing upon our weaknesses and our selfishness, and at times, our fears. And at times, the enemy is so subtle, we don't know what he's doing as he attempts to manipulate us. And like a bird that does not see the danger that it is in. Many times we do not see the danger from the enemy who is around us as he disguises himself as an angel of light. But we're thankful that the Lord sees the danger, aren't we? We're thankful that he sees all things, and day and night he watches over us. And so we're told, the snare is broken. Shaver in Hebrew. It has been shattered into pieces. The net can no longer hold us captive. The chains have been cut in two. And so we have escaped the grip of the enemy. We are free. Free from guilt. We're free from bondage. We are free from our sin. And so, in verse 8, with a song in our mouth, with a song of gratitude in our heart, we say this: our help, ezer in Hebrew, our support and our strength, are found in the name of the Lord. Our confidence and our hope are in him, because we can always count on him. We rest in his character. We rest in his love. It is he who has made heaven and earth, and they stand firm as a testimony to his great power. He's our creator. He's our sustainer. And since he has created all things, since he has created all of us, he will keep us safe. So look around. Look around you. Every day, his creation speaks of his ability to do all things, to keep us from the disaster that is just waiting to happen, to keep us safe and secure in him, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.